Al-Qaeda has had a presence in Yemen for many, many years. It is Osama bin Laden's ancestral homeland, and of course the site of an attack on the American warship USS Cole some 10 years ago. So it's always been there. But the Christmas Day attempt on this airliner showed this subsidiary in Yemen was able to mount quite sophisticated attacks on the West without cooperation or training from Al-Qaeda headquarters, presumed to be in the tribal areas in Pakistan.
Now, Gordon Brown said on Sunday that he wishes to step up counterterrorism efforts in Yemen, and General Petraeus is in Yemen to talk to the government about increasing counterterrorism. But how are relations with the Yemeni government? What kind of cooperation is there with the government there?
Oh, it's fairly close. I mean, Americans have been training a counterterrorism unit for some years there. There is great sensitivity about putting American or British boots on the ground, so to speak, because of the sensitivity of Muslims in the Arabian Peninsula about the presence of Western troops so close to Islam's holy sites. That would be seen as being explosive in Yemen, just as it has been in Saudi Arabia. And so the presence for the time being is likely to be very much behind the scenes, training and advising rather than taking any kind of leading role.
But despite good relations with the government, Yemen is obviously a very difficult country to work in, with it being very tribal, being a very poor country. So what hope is there really of getting a grip on the situation there?
Well, it's going to be extremely hard. The government until now has relied very heavily on oil revenues, and those oil revenues are falling away, likely to dwindle to nothing in the next 10 years. And as those revenues dwindle, the grip of the central government on the rest of the country is likely to weaken, because it's principally a government run on the basis of patronage. And as the money runs out, that patronage weakens, and the hold that the government has on its country is likely to weaken. Some analysts are predicting the fragmentation of the country, which of course will make it easier for Al-Qaeda to operate, because there'll be more and more ungoverned space.